And we're now joined on the call by Northwestern's Joe McEwen. The Wildcats have four starters returning this year, led by All-Big Ten selection Nia Coffey and the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Ashley Deary, after Northwestern went 18-17 last year and advanced to the WNIT. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you mind offering some opening comments, and then we'll open the call for questions.
Thank you, and excited to get started. We, as you mentioned, we returned four starters and have six new players too. So we're trying to mix the young and the restless together. So we're doing okay, and excited about Nia and Kristen Inman. Ashley Deary have started every game basically since their freshman year at Northwestern, and so that's going to be some experience we have to lean on. Been in a lot of big games to help put this program in the NCAA tournament and three straight postseasons, which has never happened here before. So we got a lot to be excited about.
Thanks, Coach. Now we'll take questions from the media.
If you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your first question is from Eugene Evans, College Sports Overload.
Hey, Coach. 3 weeks ago, Christy Seiden's name as one of the assistants for Northwestern. What's the impact she's had in her short time of being on the staff and how she's helped players like Nia and Ashley thus far?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, she was supposed to bring Elena Deladon with her, so that was her first first thing that didn't go well. But other than that, she's done a great job, and really excited. Brings tremendous energy to the program, and I think just refreshing coming out of the WNBA where, their training's different, their schedules are different. She just has this relentless approach to basketball, and just, like I said, great teacher, great individual teacher. So our players have really enjoyed having her here.
All right, thanks.
Your next question is from Christy Winter-Scott, Big Ten Network.
How are you, Joe?
Good, Christy. Good. Been following you. You've been busy, too.
Oh, just a bit, but I love it. What would you like to see your team get back to doing well this season to make a difference for you?
Well, Christy, I think last year we were really explosive. We had big wins and tough losses. And I think, without getting too much coach speak, really to be more consistent. And that was really the difference I felt like from us being a great team and having a great year than having a good year. And so that's been, kind of our practice mantra was, bring it every day. And just let's be good at what we do and try not to worry about what the other team does that much.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And how have you seen your freshmen adjust over the course of the last couple of months?
Yeah, Chris, we have four freshmen and a transfer from the University of Alabama, Oceana Hamilton, who's a 6'5 post player from Canada, who has really improved. We're really excited about. And then Abby Wolf was probably one of the most highly recruited players in the Big Ten last year from Greenwich, Connecticut, 6'4". And, she is, has come in and, just given us both her and Oshie a big presence in the lane, which we didn't have last year. So we're seeing, that improvement right away. And, and again, they're learning, they're trying to, figure out college basketball too. But again, just gives us some size and some physical presence in a low post. My other three freshmen are all doing well. They're competing every day, so it's kind of fun to watch the evolution.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
Fine. With the rule changes last year, what'd you like? What didn't you like, and what would you like to see change?
Oh, you know how to get under my skin. So you've been around, Mike. I'll tell you the four quarters thing. It is what it is. I'm not a great fan. I traditionalist a little bit in our sport. I felt like the halves didn't feel like there was anything wrong with that. But you know, the quarters are fine. I would like to see the 1-on-1 after a certain number of fouls come back into play, because I thought that was a big part of basketball, and especially at the end of games and the two shot thing. I'm not sure that was it felt like it was an extra reward almost. So that would be the one thing I really didn't like that much. I could live with the quarters. I think everything else is is based on trying to help grow our game and make it better. So I'm always a fan of that.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Charles Haldeman, Minnesota spokesman.
Good morning, Coach. I always ask you about Nia and how she's doing, and she definitely has proven that she's a Big Ten performer, all Big Ten performer. What can she do that she still needs to get better at, in your opinion?
Yeah, thanks for the question. She's such a great kid. I think I've enjoyed coaching her. One thing that she's really worked in the postseason and really into the up until today. I mean, one of her goals, become a much better, much more consistent three-point shooter. And I think she spent a lot of time on that, and I feel like she's really improved in that area. And I think what that will be able to do is force defenses to have to come up on her. And she's got great quickness on putting the ball on the floor, and as good a transition finisher as I think there is in the Big Ten. So if she can add that part to her game, it just gives her another weapon, scoring wise.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Coach, thanks again for joining us on the call. All the best for a successful season.
Okay, my pleasure, John. Thank you.